a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
One of the best podcasts besides ours is Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, right? If you want to have some good times, if you want to feel good or whatever, this is the podcast for you, especially if you're like us and you grew up in The Simpsons and you've got that style of comedy, right? Conan O'Brien has written for The Simpsons before. He's obviously starred in his own late show and now he's got this podcast and it's great. He interviews a whole bunch of different celebrities, Bill Hader and, you know, Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow and, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, right? The Bill Hader episode in particular is one of the funniest podcast episodes I've ever listened to, like killing over, like laughing, peeing my pants, right? Yeah. But what he did is that he got the Beastie Boys in, and you know I'm a massive Beastie Boys fan.
I do, yes, correct.
And Mike Dee and Ad Rock were there to be interviewed, and they were chatting about some part of the music industry. Now, before we get into this break, I just want to ask you, when an artist goes gold, gold platinum, and they get a gold record or whatever it might be, what's the setup of that award?
Do you mean like how? What do they do to earn it?
No. What does it look like when it's presented?
I guess
to
it's
you?
Like a gold record that's in a frame, and it has maybe a cover of the album, like the CD in the corner, and a little plaque that says congratulations.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Beastie Boys gave a bit of a insight, and you know, RIP MCA, we'll miss you forever. But these are the other two Beastie Boys. They've gotten a bit, given a bit of insight into Conan, and this is something that I never thought of until this moment, and now that I know the truth, I'm like, oh, okay, have a listen.
We had a gold record on the wall. It was our record, Paul's Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at it, and I could see it has our label, and I could see that it has whatever, like 9 songs on the one side. And I was looking at the actual gold record, and it only had 4 songs on it. And I was like, wait, you guys. And so we opened it.
Yep.
And we put the record on a record player. And
a gold record.
Well, and broke the glass and put the record out of the thing.
And it was somebody doing like piano versions of like Barry Manilow, like Feelings and just some other shit.
When someone has a gold record, they just take any record.
Yeah.
Apparently
spray paint. I don't know about anybody else. I mean,
What? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
So, and here's the only reason I do know that is because I won an award for my very first radio show. Doing community radio up at SYN FM at RMIT in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Right? And so they presented awards and they were framed records as well.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's got a little like SYN FM, you know, Too Cool for School, all that on, which is the name of my show, on the label of the record. And I had to adjust it because the record over the years slid down.
Oh, okay.
So I had to open the frame. And yeah, you have a look in there and it's just like on the back on the other side, the label is just some random. Because what's it going to be, a blank album?
I know, but for you, I can understand that, right? But for musical artists, don't you think it would be the record that they release?
No, because they're selling them. People are actually buying that one.
Yeah,
that's why they're
like,
getting a gold record for it.
Let's spend the $40 and put it in there. Nah. Like, that's
who cares? Why does it need to be? It's all about how it looks. You're not ever supposed to open the frame.
Oh, my God. That's insane to me. Such a fun fact. Yeah. Of course you knew. You know everything.
Yeah, it's just... Of course, I won an award for my.
I know. No, it's a humble little plug you gave yourself.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yesterday, around this time, you were telling us how you've got a gig, which is
tomorrow,
exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it again?
So it's at Blackman's Brewery in Torquay.
Yes.
And it's called the Point Break Invitational.
Love it.
It's a beer competition / beer fest. And I'll be the MC for the day. I'm very excited. When we spoke about it yesterday, they had 5 tickets left and they subsequently sold.
Oh,
and so it's a sold out event.
I love that. That's so good. Mm. And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can ask us to MC things. I will only do it if you're there. But
correct.
You know, sometimes split the team up.
I don't need you.
And you're
okay. It's fine.
And MC things. Obviously, the beer community is one that you're heavily involved with, so I mean, a perfect choice.
It's close to my heart.
And I think, wow, how lucky are they to get the Tom, Beer Baron himself, to their gig, to MC.
Oh, I wouldn't oversell it, mate. I'll just be there. That's all.
Well, speaking of overselling, you may have oversold yourself as an MC. I've received some information, an anonymous message.
Oh, come on.
I received a phone call. They said they wanted to be anonymous.
Yeah.
So I have changed up their voice.
Oh.
But I received this yesterday.
I smell a stitch up here.
I thought that everyone should know.
Hey, Loggie, insider information. You know how Tom was talking about this awesome event he's emceeing on the weekend, the Blackman's Beer thing? Well, I'm going to that and I'm a bit worried because I went to another beer festival once in Johnson Park.
Oh, come on.
And Tom emceed that gig.
Yes, I did.
And he only really had one job to do, which was introduce the band at the end. But he'd obviously had a pretty fun day. And he got up on stage and forgot the band's name.
Yes, I did.
And then just stood there and giggled and then walked off. Just thought you should know.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Rude. Rude.
So?
I did not giggle.
Any truth to the rumour?
Yes.
Was
okay.
Was it Beer Fest?
It was a couple of years back, Beer Fest in Johnston Park.
Yeah.
Tim from Drive hosted one day and I hosted the other.
Yeah.
And they're long days, mate.
They are long days. It's in the sun.
Lots of running around.
Yeah.
Heavy lifting.
Yeah.
In terms of sort of getting up on stage. It wasn't just one band I had to introduce. It was like easily five.
Five bands.
Yeah, across the afternoon. And what am I doing in between? Nothing. Sampling the wares, of course. Supporting local business.
Yeah, but you got up on stage.
Yes, I did.
And the last band was waiting there. Just set the scene. Obviously anonymous. Hit the nail on the head.
To be fair.
So you couldn't take a piece of paper out?
Hey, I remembered Ash Grunwald's name, didn't I? He got up, he was a beautiful man. This other band, never heard of him.
Oh, my God.
And I got up on stage and I did say, ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome. And then I paused.
Oh,
I did
God.
One of those pauses. And I was reaching for the name. And I reckon I would have got it, but someone in the crowd yelled out the band's name. And I was like, yep. What he said, and then walked off. It was the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
I apologised to the band, and they said, no, that's fine. It was hilarious.
Okay, you should apologise to Blackman's. Let's see what happens this weekend.
Mate, I've learnt my lesson.
No, you haven't.
Whoever that is, I want to know. I want receipts.
It's anonymous, baby.
No, I want to know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's Friday, so let's do it. Fun fact. Yeah, you know it. Yeah, you know it. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. No, you know that too. But it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up at the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, you know you want it. And they might give it to you. They'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Do you like the little ad-lib, the little remix I did there? I was just sort of putting a different vibe on it.
Thanks to Ray Gun for coming in for that one.
What?
It was very B-boy fly gal.
Okay, well that's a bit of a reach, mate. Good attempt at topical humour. To maintain an even temperature, the best place for hibernating tortoises is the fridge. What I will say is probably don't put animals
in
the fridge.
No, let them decide their,
Give them a fridge, and if they put themselves in there, by all means.
Yeah.
During the Cold War, Soviet troops in East Germany were not issued toilet paper. Oh, no. They had to use any paper they had to hand, including military documents. Then British spies later sifted through the used paper for information, a task known as digging.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
Which is funny, because the digging we do on this show is very different.
No, that's mining.
And giving, as in you give me the. This is one that sort of hit close to home for me. About 68% of people experience phantom vibration syndrome, where you mistakenly think your phone is buzzing in your pocket. It happens to me a lot. I just got a message. Pull my phone out. There's nothing there. I'm like, oh, I am not well.
Isn't that like a couples thing? Like one of you has the remote.
Well, come on now. 13 minutes past 8.
Oh, coming from you.
Figuring out whether or not a person likes you is easy. The easier it is to make them laugh, the more likely they are to like you.
That's why everyone is in love with me.
Oh, okay. I'm laughing at you, not with you.
Okay.
Did you know that chickens blush?
Oh, I love chickens.
Yeah, they get a little bit embarrassed,
really?
And they blush.
Oh, bless them. Don't you just love a chicken body, like, to hold?
To eat?
Oh, no. No.
Tasty.
To hold. They're beautiful.
No,
I love
horrifying.
Birds' bodies.
Oh, God.
I love birds' bodies.
I love birds' bodies, too.
Do you? What is it? What
I don't know.
Is that a weird... That's
it might
a fun
just be
fact.
A hetero thing that I'm into.
What?
Russia didn't consider beer an alcoholic drink until 2011. Anything containing less than 10% of alcohol was previously considered a soft drink.
Ah!
So, yeah,
okay.
You're not hard if you're not hard in Russia.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it with this interesting fact. Do you know that blowing on your thumb can help with your nervousness? Okay, so if you're nervous,
yes,
and pretend like you're giving someone a thumbs up, but then like hold it away from your face a little bit. Don't touch your face.
I thought you had to put it.
No,
like
don't stick it. Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right, it's away from my face.
It's not inappropriate. It's a workplace. The vagus nerve, which connects your thumb, controls your heart rate, and by blowing on it, your heart rate will return to normal. So if you're nervous, just give it a little cheeky little.
Do you know the other way you can do it?
What?
By rolling your tongue.
Don't, mate. You've been so inappropriate this fun
no,
fact
blowing
Friday.
Blowing through your rolled tongue.
Very. Oh, yeah. So annoying right now. I'm so sorry, but also not sorry. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now, I did have an Antiques Roadshow story that I was going to bring to the table here, and it was mainly an excuse for me to play.
You could put this on the party playlist.
Yeah. Wait, here we go. What a jam.
Oh.
Go off. Amazing. All right, so enough of that because, that was fun, but it's not what I'm going to talk about. Instead, what I'm going to talk about, I want to throw back to about an hour ago where you basically threw me under the bus live on air.
I didn't. Someone else did.
If you're just catching up, I am hosting a beer festival, a competition, if you will, the Point Break Invitational at Blackman's in Torquay, Blackman's Brewery in Torquay, tomorrow. And
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. I'm going to watch it tonight. Carly and I are going to watch Point Break tonight. So
you can have some great
mate,
MC
I'm
slang going on.
So many references tomorrow.
What are you going to say? What do you?
I haven't seen the movie.
What's one of the ones that Lee and I say all the time?
No
There's
way.
There's no way.
Bells is bigger than Waimea, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. Is that all I need to know? Can I not watch the movie now instead?
Yeah, that'll get you through. Watch the movie. It's so good.
You brought to the table something, someone called you.
Yes.
And you recorded them, but you changed their voice to protect their identity. This is what they said.
Hey, Loggy, insider information. You know how Tom was talking about this awesome event he's emceeing on the weekend, the Blackman's Beer thing? Well, I'm going to that and I'm a bit worried because I went to another beer festival once in Johnson Park and Tom emceed that gig. And he only really had one job to do, which was introduce the band at the end. But he'd obviously had a pretty fun day. And he got up on stage and forgot the band's name. And then just stood there and giggled and then walked off. Just thought you should know.
Yeah.
Harsh, harsh.
No, but true. We found out it was true.
Yeah, look, it wasn't inaccurate. I did get up there and I just took one of those pauses because I'd had a big day. And it wasn't just one band. It was many bands across the day that I introduced. I got Ash Grunwald's name. I just didn't get the last band. Never heard of him. Never heard of him since too. So I don't know what that tells you. But I stood up there and I did on stage the pause as I said, please welcome. And then someone yelled the band's name from the crowd. And I was like, yeah, what he said. And then got off stage and
you
on became the band.
Nothing but a professional.
Mate.
You pay for what you get.
At the end of the day. So that was a deliberate attempt by someone to sort of put the wind up me and also, I guess, Blackman's ahead of the gig tomorrow.
What does this have to do with Antiques Roadshow?
Nothing. What I do know, though, is I have been... I've had someone contact me with the original audio, unedited. Here's the person that called to dob me in.
Hey, Loggy, insider information. You know how Tom was talking about this awesome event he's emceeing on the weekend, the Blackman's Beer thing?
Who's this?
Well, I'm going to that and I'm a bit worried.
Who could this
be? Went to another beer festival once in Johnson Park and... Tom emceed that.
No one called you. And he no one called you. That was you.
Which was introduced the band at the end. But he'd obviously had a pretty fun day.
I was.
And he got up on stage.
I'm going to stop that there because do you know how I knew? Do you know how I knew? Because I listened to this.
Hey, Loggy. Insider information.
Hey, Loggy. Insider information. And I was like, that's Loggy. That's not anybody or that has to be.
My stomach is so sore. No, but someone seriously messaged me and asked me to tell me about it.
Nah, that's a lie. That's a complete lie. What a fabrication. What a stitch up.
My stomach is so sore.
Such a liar.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.